Economic predictions way off the mark again with these latest GDP numbers. Let's get some more on this now. They were up, 1.6% for that 3 months ended March, the quarter, if you like. And this confounded economists, it confounded the Reserve Bank, and they'd predicted maybe negative growth following the previous quarter's contraction of 1%. So most of these economists had made predictions around the 0.7 mark. Construction and retail, though, they are going gangbusters, and we'll be speaking to an industry expert panel after 8 about that. But I spoke earlier this morning to ANZ's chief economist, Sharon Zollner, and she told me why GDP is so difficult to predict at the moment.
Well, essentially, the economy's still ricocheting a little bit after that huge lockdown. We seem to have a bit of a pattern of upside and downside surprises alternating. But the economy is also quite distorted with the border closed and tourism out for the count, but construction booming. Our normal forecasting models are really not much cop at the moment. But nonetheless, this data does matter, I think, because the growth that we saw was really broad-based.
How sustainable is it? I guess we start to run into supply and capacity constraints at some point.
Yeah, there's no shortage of demand in this economy at the moment. It is actually the supply side of things that's constraining things. In particular, the supply of labour with the border closed and people needing to move sectors because of the hot and cold aspects of the economy. And of course, the shipping disruptions are increasingly becoming a problem for construction, agriculture, manufacturing. We ask businesses in our business survey how much disruption they're suffering from, and they are reporting that that's becoming increasingly difficult at the moment. But if it's the supply side of the economy that's constraining things, then that does raise the question of are super low interest rates still appropriate, because they can't really do anything about that supply side of things, and we don't need more demand at the moment. In fact, if anything, some of the demand we're seeing is a little on the frothy side of the spectrum in terms of the risks that people are taking, and that's the sort of growth that unfortunately can cause a hangover down the track. So we've brought forward our estimate of when the Reserve Bank's likely to raise the official cash rate from August next year to February.
Well, let's talk briefly about interest rates, because with so many New Zealanders heavily indebted in the housing market, any significant interest rate rises could be a real issue, couldn't they? I mean, long talked about the absence of inflation. Are we going to see that come back and be a material factor?
Well, we're seeing that firms are reporting their highest pricing intentions. Well, the data goes right back to the 1990s. It's gone pretty much off the scale. I think the previous high was around 47 before this year, and we're now getting close to about 65. So 65% of firms net intending to raise their prices. So if you plot that against the CPI, the inflation, it suggests something pretty dramatic. Of course, we don't know how much they're going to act on that, but there's certainly plenty of inflation out there. So if the Reserve Bank can ignore that inflation or look through it, if it's just shipping costs and things like that that wash through quite quickly. But interestingly, we are seeing the services sector pricing intentions starting to lift quite a lot. They're not particularly exposed to shipping disruptions. That's more a story about things like wages. And inflation expectations are rising too, and they can become self-fulfilling, because if everyone's expecting inflation, then in that environment it's much easier for firms to pass on cost increases without worrying about a customer backlash. And those sorts of inflation, those impressions are much harder for the Reserve Bank to ignore.
That's Sharon Zollner, the chief economist with ANZ. I spoke to her a little earlier this morning.